Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, we dig into our archives to bring you a preaching that originally appeared back in 2012. It's from Sister Mary Ellen Green from the United States, and the reflection is entitled, The Journey Within.
Our reading from the Good News according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all this, and they ridiculed him. So he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts, for what is prized by human beings is an abomination in the sight of God." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. These reflections of Jesus on what is honest or dishonest, what it means to be faithful or not, and the difference between true riches and dishonest wealth, follow up on what is called the parable of the dishonest manager, a story that is no more clear to us than Jesus' commentary. As I wrestled with the meaning of these passages, I was somewhat consoled by what I read in a scripture commentary. The parable defies any fully satisfactory explanation. Period. That's what they said. So much for exegesis, but I'm willing to try anyhow to mine some meaning out of this so-called good news. My nephew Daniel has always been, and still is, an astute observer of the human experience. When he was very young, he said to his mother one day, "Mom, I just noticed something. Wherever I go, there I am." Maybe that's what Jesus is trying to tell us in today's somewhat cryptic gospel passage. That deep down inside us, in the very core of our being, is the person we really are. Our circumstances in life may change. The challenges we face are many. The ultimate direction of our lives may be elusive. But underneath it all, and in spite of all the variables, we are who we are, created in God's image, out of unfathomable love, and destined from all eternity to be one with our Creator. Our life quest, then, is to find that core, to befriend it, and to live it to the best of our ability, with courage and trust in the providential care of God that has been promised to us. One of my favorite quotations is from the German author Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. His wisdom may help us find that core. He says this, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffective, concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no one could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Thank you.